Welcome to FedScoop Radio, and now your host, David Stegen.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to FedScoop Radio for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2013. My name is David Stegen. I'm the reporter for FedScoop. Hope everybody out there is off to a great week. Yesterday was actually my favorite day of the year, opening day of baseball season. I just love it. It is everything I wait for. I mean, spring is here. Baseball is here. I'm a happy man. So we didn't get to talk about it on the podcast. We had the great Fed OSS podcast. I hope you're listening to that with Luke Fretwell and Gunnar Hellickson. But the big story to come out is Department of Homeland Security Richard Spires going on leave. We reported it here first on FedScoop. Everybody saw it out early on Monday morning. Obviously, kind of hard to say what to say about it. We heard from a DHS official that Spires went on elected leave, and it had nothing to do with two testimonies, one he gave and one he was scheduled to give. Didn't have anything to do with that. Don't really want to speculate on any reasons why Spires went on leave. I'm sure lots of people are doing that out there. So it's going to be an interesting story to face. Obviously, in the federal IT hierarchy, Spires is pretty much near the top of the pyramid when you look at, you obviously have the White House with Steve Van Rokel and Todd Park, those guys. You have DOD and Terry Takei and her gigantic budget. And then, you have Spires. His budget obviously is huge, in addition of $6 billion that he has, plus co-chair of the CIO Council. He's a guy that has a lot of power in our community, a lot of influence. People want to know what he thinks. He's called up to the Hill a lot to testify. He's kind of gives a perspective on not just Homeland Security, but also on federal IT in general. So it's really going to be interesting to see what happens with this story, what happens with Richard going forward. Don't know if this is just kind of a quick blip, if he's going to be leaving the agency, if he'll be coming back. Definitely something we're going to be watching. Also, another thing to check out on FedScoop is an interview I did with Barry Berkowitz. He is the head of acquisition at the Department of Commerce. In our interview, Barry talked about a new way of doing procurements that the Department of Commerce has created. It's a new system, basically pulling in best practices from not only the Department of Commerce, but from really the federal government as a whole, especially the civilian agencies, and how the department goes about buying its goods and services. And he also talked about IT and its role. He said, pretty much almost everything nowadays has IT in it, that it's a factor, and he wants to, kind of looking at the big A of acquisition is what he talked about, bringing in, the CIO, the procurement folks, a lot earlier in the process, so there are, you're getting more of a complete picture of the procurement and make sure the government's getting a good price, getting exactly what it wants, getting it on time, and really kind of starting that process earlier in the cycle. So that'll cover it for today. Those two big stories I wanted to talk about. Like I said, we'll be following that Richard Spires story closely for the coming weeks. And also, make sure to check your calendars. April 23rd, FedScoop, we are hosting the McAfee Public Sector Summit. That's going to be a great event for all you security folks out there. So make sure to check that out. All that information is up on the events tab at FedScoop.com. So thanks for listening. This is David Stegen. We'll end it today. We'll say play ball since it's the opening of baseball season. Have a good one.